that is conditioned on a set of financial assumptions that were presented to the board last year. There's a website that is relatively extensive that continues to update the university community and those outside the university community about proposals that are under consideration. I think if we pause for a moment think about what we have to do as a university, it is a time both to invest in the future as well as to deal with the financial realities as we understand them for the state of Michigan and therefore for Michigan State University. I commented earlier about the use of the stimulus funds. That's part of the university's, I think, very, very solid financial approach, which says that we use recurring money for recurring things and non-recurring money for non-recurring things. And that very simple sort of axiom does put enormous pressure on the university to deal with what is currently the projection of minus 3% from the state this year in our budget. With a 5% tuition increase, that minus 3 from the state really equates to a minus 6 or 7 because it does not fund inflation. And so that has to be accommodated within the university's planning. We did a preliminary budget as well for FY11 that assumed that we would continue to have declines of state appropriation. And that was based on the assumption that there is a significant 20% revenue gap between the state's current commitments and their revenue projections. We are hopeful that in the coming weeks and months ahead, that through a set of reforms, as well as efforts to enhance revenue, which the state does need in this period of time, that gap can be closed, and the effect on Michigan State University, as well as higher education in general, can be mitigated. We also will work very diligently in partnership with the executive branch, as well as the legislature, to restore the funding that will be needed to keep the experiment station and extension services protected. Because right now, according to the budget, they will have a 44% base budget reduction, which will be effective for the FY11 year. So a priority that will have enormous impact on the campus as well as the entire state, and that must be something that we work on collaboratively in the weeks and months ahead. There is no... When you think about Michigan State University and the quality of its academic programs, there is no easy programmatic decision. We understand that all the programs we offer are important and needed. We also understand that they are of much higher quality than many that are offered around the state, around the country, and around the world. So that makes this task even more difficult. We also understand that if you look at the per student funding of Michigan State University compared to our peers in the Big Ten, we have the lowest per student funding in a combination of tuition and state appropriation of any other Big Ten university, the league we're trying to compete in. That represents significant efforts at efficiency and effectiveness that have occurred at this university by Team MSU over a long period of time and must continue to occur in order for us to be a world-class university, which is our objective and remains unchanged. So as you hear the reports that Provost Wilcox and Vice President Poston will be providing today, this is coming from the set of work done by the academic units, reviewed by their two offices in a way that tries to then give us the best platform for moving forward. The best platform does not make it an easy platform. It is a very difficult platform. And anyone who deals with programs and activities at this university I think, knows the impact we have on people. And the impact we have not simply on people in the state, but around the world. But we also understand that we have to live within a reasonable expectation of our revenue. And the board, the administration, has been concerned about tuition and remains concerned about the increase in tuition. And there's, so this is all based on that, trying to keep tuition at a moderate level, raising financial aid to assure access, and at the same time trying to sculpt the programs necessary to build for the future. So not easy. It's a task that we would prefer not to do. If the state of Michigan would find the resources for the university, we would prefer not to do this. We would continue to work to optimize our effectiveness and efficiency because that is our commitment to the people of Michigan. But the rest of this task is something that would happen in a natural evolutionary form because programs are discontinued. If you looked at the last Academic Council report, there are programs that are discontinued in a natural evolutionary maturation cycle. New programs are established, programs are changed. But this is really a significant disruption to that normal schedule because of the efforts to try to deal with the positioning ourselves for the future as well as the financial circumstances. So, Provost Wilcox, I believe you're up first.
Thank you, Madam President. I would ask